Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with the love of my life, Larry St. James. Oh, we want to tell you about the wonderful thing that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, tell him, Dot.
So, you know, Larry had a part-time job that he lost, and he's still waiting for that cash to come in the mail.
One day it will.
Yeah. And so I said, Larry, I said, you know what, why don't we have a yard sale? He has so many collectibles, so much stuff that could be worth money. Sell that so he could buy his telescope. Okay?
Okay.
And we talked about this beforehand, Larry, and you were okay with it.
I was.
You said you were. You want the telescope. You said you were. That it would be okay. And so I was putting stuff out onto the lawn on tables, and
well, if I'm gonna sell some of my stuff, shouldn't I have a say of what of my stuff is sold?
You have it packed up in boxes in the basement. You don't look at it. It's not on shelves where you're enjoying it. So I just figured
because there's not enough room in the house for all the stuff. Larry, I'm saving it for my mansion.
Larry, you have stuff in every room of the house, including the kitchen. I saw what you did on the kitchen, on the cabinet, the open shelving on the one side of the kitchen. I saw what you put there.
Okay, okay. Cut to the chase, okay?
It was a pet.
So what happened? So you're bringing all my stuff out
to the
yard sale.
So I, you know, I had...
And there they were.
Organized.
And there they were, my Yankees bobbleheads.
Yeah. And
my precious bobbleheads.
Not only that, but like there was various comic books that you never look at, Larry. You never in the plastic.
Did you see when I grabbed a hold of the bobblehead?
The baseball cards.
Did you see when I said, "Is this a bad idea?" What did Derek Jeter say? Bubble, bubble. Yes, yes, it's a bad idea. Remember?
Yeah. Well, I thought since Derek Jeter was in a box in the basement that he wouldn't mind going bye-bye to a house where he could be out in the open and be enjoyed or sitting on somebody's...
Oh, yeah, sure. Just box him up like a stowaway on a banana barge. Send him off to somebody else's home.
Well, maybe he can go to somebody else's house or in their car. And did you ever see that hula dancer in the car?
Okay, so let's just tell him what happened.
All right, So I'm out there organizing, putting price tags on, and I see Mr. Larry coming out of the house with boxes and bags and putting stuff out. And out of the corner of my eye, I see what looks like hair.
That's right.
And
your wigs.
What the heck are you doing, Larry?
Too much stuff, too many bobbleheads. Well, you have about 100 wigs. You don't wear them all. You don't need them all.
Okay.
So if we're selling my bobbleheads, they're going to be wearing wigs. So that's for damn sure.
Okay, so I have a room, my wig room, okay, which I have them all on display. I see them. I look at them. So I go and see, oh, which one do I want to wear today? And so I could do them. They're not in a box in the basement like your stuff is. They're clearly out in the open where I could enjoy them, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we do with our collections. We enjoy them.
Okay, then I'll put my 100 bobbleheads all over the house. Let's start with right across the TV stand right
there. No.
Well, see? You make me box them up so that I can't enjoy them, and then you make me sell them so I can never enjoy them. They're going to wear wigs.
This escalated. This escalated on the front lawn, and there's people there, you know, customers buying stuff. And it's going back and forth and back and forth. Finally, Mary Ellen, whatever the hell her name is, I still don't know, came out and broke us up and said, "That's it. No more yard sale for you. No more yard sale for you." And I said, "What do you think? I'm a child. You could talk to me. Hey, we pay your salary."
When I asked her if we should sell the wigs, she just yelled Diablo, didn't she?
She doesn't like the wig room because of the heads they sit on.
She was thrilled that those rat's nests were going by.
Oh, God. Oh, and there were people trying to buy them, too. And I had to go over there and say, "This is not for sale, not for sale, not for sale." And it just escalated to the point where I just walked away.
What did we learn? We keep our stuff.
That's what happened. We had to shut down the yard sale.
I like my
Told
stuff.
Told the people to leave.
You like
it's
your
closed.
Stuff.
It's closed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And here we are, the loving couple we always were, both still having our stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently we can't have a yard sale. We just can't.
Looks that way.
Okay, so this is our podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.